Welcome to episode 13 of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast.
Lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. After a very relaxing, this is my third day off. That is very rare.
In a row.
In a row, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yes. And yesterday, we spent a few hours hiking on the boulder field at Hickory Run State Park.
Yeah, literally on boulders
on
for
boulders.
A couple hours.
Yeah, 20,000-year-old field of boulders.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, very fun. You wouldn't expect it, like you were saying.
Yeah, you walking across boulders doesn't really seem like it would be fun, but surprisingly, it was really quite interesting.
It was.
Yeah.
You think you're just looking at rocks, you're like, oh, all right, well, seen one rock, you've seen them all.
Yeah, but, and that's not the case, yeah.
Cause imagine you have to be aware the entire time so you don't...
Every foot...
You know,
yeah,
bust an ankle.
Every foot... every step, you have to make sure your footing is nice and sturdy because you don't want to break an ankle.
Anything get wedged in there. And it was funny because you'd be walking and you wouldn't be thinking about it. You step to step to step, and then you get a spot where there was maybe five or six large rocks that you could just use as a walkway, and you'd move like 15 or 20 feet
and then
you're like, wow. We're cruising.
And then you come across like a whole pile of small ones, and then you're having a tiptoe and they're moving on you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it at first until we were like in the middle out there and that one moved, one of the smaller ones moved, and I'm thinking, well, even if you fell, it's not like you have to necessarily worry about just your feet. You're falling and you're going to fall on rocks.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to fall on something soft. You're going down. You got to worry about breaking, your...
Yeah, because no matter what you land on,
scraped up pretty bad. Yeah. No matter what,
yeah. Some people have had to get hurt pretty bad.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's probably a foot bone or two in there that just lop that off and cut our losses there. Yeah. I mean, because you got to figure back in the day, that's been there for 20,000 years.
Yep.
There's been people walking across that way before it was a state park.
Right, and that's what I was saying, that if Native Americans in the area had to think that was a special site because. It looks like a lake of stone, and it had to be something important. At least it would have been for me.
Oh, yeah, you think it would have to be. Because it is. It's weird. I mean, now there's a road that goes right up to it, and there's a parking lot there. Mm-hmm. But it's just woods, rocks. It's just that.
But it's cool that it had little islands with the trees.
Yeah,
that's what makes it seem even more like a river, or a lake.
Or a lake, yeah.
That it... Because it has those little islands in it, and the trees, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, there's, like, those little oases. Oasis Eye?
Oasis
Eye?
Good band, Oasis, at the time.
Well,
they
were something.
No, yeah, it was the one shot, it actually looked like a bonsai plant, where somehow a little bit of soil must have collected, and then the tree started to grow. And the roots started to collect more soil, and it looks just like a planter. It's just a pile of rocks with nothing. And when you look into these rocks, like if you look into the boulder field, you could look down sometimes 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah.
And there's nothing but rocks. And this one is just a perfect planter box. So it had soil, and it had the roots and blueberry bushes around it.
Yeah, yeah, it's little blueberries.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it says
wild
it's
blueberries.
Yeah, the wild blueberries. Yeah. At least 12 feet deep. Throughout the whole field. That's a lot of rocks.
Wow.
A lot. A whole lot of rocks.
It's a lot of history.
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying, that one rock, man, you can tell it's all weathered, and you just think the things that have happened since that rock has been sitting there.
20,000 years. If it was sitting in that spot for 20,000 years, or even if it moved just a little bit.
That's just incredible, even think.
What has come and gone on this planet?
Everything.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything we know.
Yeah. Depends on what you believe, but human civilization could have risen and fallen a handful of times.
Yep.
And that could have been in the same exact spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the Methuselah tree I talked about before.
Yep.
It just sits there. Nothing, everything else changes around it, but it's still there.
It's still there. Yeah. That Fairchild Oak, same way. You look at it and you're like, wow, this thing's been here for how long?
Mm-hmm.
Are those the ones in California?
Yes. I think... They may be in Yellowstone. Well, the Methuselah tree, I think, is... I think it's in Yellowstone or it's around there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And I want to get that old VHS from PBS, but Last when I looked on eBay, they were trying to sell it for like $50, and I'm not going to be buying that for $50.
No, you should be able to stream it from somewhere.
Yeah, I would. You would think. Could always get in touch with PBS directly and say, "Hey, do you have any copies laying around?"
Yeah. Oh, we got them. Well, they weren't real good at keeping records of things, PBS and BBC and those.
No, you really wouldn't think you'd need to. I mean, that was all. You know, well, I don't know when this was made. I think it was the 80s. But before then, it was still new technology. It was a new era. I mean, you went from radio during World War II,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, TV just started to appear in, what, 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so even if you figure you're in something like 20 years, it's still kind of new.
That's true.
Like, we're in... Well, when did the internet kind of come out?
90s.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Mid-90s.
So about 20 years almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changed drastically, but it's still...
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Let's see. Methuselah trees in California. Well, wait a second. No, maybe not.
No?
No, I was looking at something else.
Oh.
It gave me a strange hit.
It's somewhere on the West Coast somewhere.
Yeah, it's out there. My phone's being slow, so we'll have to wait on the answer to that. But so that was our start to summer. So it's yesterday was the first day of summer.
Yeah.
Longest day of the year, too. Yep. Right? Yeah. Summer solstice.
And now tomorrow's the supermoon.
Supermoon. Yep.
Solstice.
Well, when we got there, Kurt's like, look at these hippies. And and then Kurt's like, oh, that's probably why the hippies. It's the solstice this weekend.
Yep.
All types of weird things going on.
California. Yep. Methuselah tree. It was an interesting crowd out there. There were people that I wouldn't expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a kid and his girlfriend, and they were younger. They were late teens, probably. Mm-hmm. Almost drinking age, and they were just out walking on these rocks. It was
the dude and the girl with the blue hair.
That right when before we left, we were walking in. All I saw was this blue, real blue dot. On the heart, like, come, you know? And then I heard, like, a couple of, you know? Like, yeah, that kind of laughter, that awkward kind of, I'm falling laughter. Kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she was all kind of tats and, you know, hair, looking all kind of, you know, punk girl kind of thing.
Yeah, blue hair and tattoos. Yeah.
So I had a lot of different people, a lot of families. I was kind of impressed with that.
Yeah, it was nice to see people actually out there looking at something that wasn't on TV.
Yes.
Taking their kids.
Yep.
Yeah, kids.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but then on the same token, there were just some kids just go out there.
Just run around. There's just two little girls that were going in as we were leaving.
Yeah.
And they were kind of falling in the cracks. And
they brought their puppy out there.
Yep.
Oh.
That's the one with the puppy. So I don't know if the puppy was on a leash, but I hope not.
Yeah, but the puppy can't walk on that.
No.
Yeah, hell, we could barely walk on that.
Yeah. Puppy's just learning how to walk.
Poor puppy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bulldog didn't have to walk.
No. Yeah, and then we got to shore. There was a big guy with a bulldog there. And the bulldog was just looking at us like, "What? Why aren't we walking around?"
Yeah. And it was amazing to me how many people were in a hurry to get up there and a hurry to get back.
Yes. Yeah, they just went in and out. There was a bunch of people just sitting at the shore looking at it. But if anybody who went out there was in a real hurry to come back in.
Yeah. I mean, just on the road itself, because there's a little dirt road that you drive up there, and it's like 3 miles from the main park out to this boulder field, and there's four times I pulled over and just let people pass me, because I'm like, I'm not in that big of a hurry to get out there.
There were real old growth kind of trees there.
Really
people
cool
were not looking at all. They're just driving right through there as fast as they could.
Yeah, pine trees and ferns, that's about all
literally
you could see.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
That's
it was beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a really unexpected, really nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I first went out there, you first told me about it, I thought it was going to be those real big boulders. So I thought it was, you know, we'd walk out there, it'd kind of be like Stonehenge, kind of. And we'd spend, like, 15 minutes there and go, okay, that was interesting.
Yeah.
But I never thought I'd spend, like, you know, 2.5 hours walking around rocks.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to this, pull up the Hickory Run State Park Boulder Field in Google Earth. And zoom in on it and look at it. And you'll see this and you go, wow, that's big. That's a big space. But then if you go out there, I mean, I did that. I was prepared for what we were going to see when we got out there.
Yeah.
But when we got there and we, set foot on the boulder field, I went, holy shit, this is a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. thought it was going to be like football field size.
Yeah, it's,
a small town.
Yes.
Wow.
It's huge.
It's like a lake, but it's all stones. Yeah. And the way I described it is you can see people on the other side as like little dots moving.
Yeah.
And that's how far across it is. So you'll just see like maybe people's t-shirts moving around. But you can't actually, you can almost kind of make them out if they're on the other side.
And you look at that and you go, oh, it's not that far. And then you're walking. And we walked out. We walked to a couple of those kind of landmark kind of rocks. And you look back and you're like, well, we look like we're as far as we should have been all the way.
Yes.
But we're only like halfway out
there.
Yeah,
we weren't. Yeah, we didn't even get. It just kept, almost looked like it was growing as you're walking out there. It just kept going and going and going.
And there's a whole other section to it that we didn't even see.
Yeah, we didn't even know about it. There was actually trees that came through it and connected. So when you're walking on it, you see a tree line, you just think that's the tree line. But
yeah.
There was another like football sized field behind on the other side.
Yeah, it opens up on the other side. Didn't even go in there.
No. Didn't know about it.
Nope.
Well, if you had, would you have gone back after 2.5 hours?
Oh, not afterwards.
Oh, no, not if we had walked out. If we were back there and I knew it was there,
I might
go over there and at least, poke my head in there and see what it looked like, but...
Yeah, well, we didn't make it completely to the end. There was, another maybe 50 or 100 feet?
Yeah, about that.
Where the bold... Well, they weren't necessarily boulders as they were starting to be...
They're just large rocks.
Yeah, they were like...
Jagged
teeth. Sheets of rock that were being forced...
Yeah, like together, they were pushed up.
Yeah, so they were, like, there was the one I was standing on, and you could see down about at least 6 feet to the next rock, and I could fit my leg in there, but I know if I did fall, I wasn't getting my leg out of there.
Yeah, you'd be done.
Yeah.
So at that point,
I would have had myself a nice house.
Yeah.
I told her, obviously, if you fall in there, thanks for the house.
Yeah. Because it was not, and then I'm like, okay, that's not worth it, because that had to be about... That was the majority of the time, so that had to be about an hour or more, an hour and a half at least. And at that point, in the beginning, you're getting used to your footing, so you're very careful. But at that point, you kind of get comfortable with it, and you're not as cautious.
Yeah.
And I was noticing that I'm jumping from stone to stone, and I wasn't really being as cautious as I should have been.
Yeah. Oh, when you first get out there, it's like you're like it's a landmine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just moved a little bit.
It's like if you ever watch people try to surf. And they're, like, trying to stand up on the surfboard. That's kind of when you first get out there, that's what you're doing.
It was very cool, though.
Very, very cool. Anybody in the area should go.
Yeah. And I want to find more spots like that in the area. And if I can get other days off where other people are off.
I'll go.
Go see them. Because that's what I was doing down in Florida. I'd just find spots with interesting things like that, and I would go. I never really thought about doing it. I started to do it right before I left. I went out to the Grand Canyon of PA, and I did a couple things like that. But you just get used to the stuff that's around you.
That's anywhere you go, I think, is normal.
Like, yeah.
That's just normal. But even, like, when we left that boulder field, on the way back, there was a man-made reservoir, so you could swim, and there was, like, your little cabin area where there was, you got your restrooms and stuff. People cooking out, and there was a ton of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, you're at somewhere where you could swim. Yeah, that's cool. But then, like 5 minutes away, you could just be at this amazing boulder field.
Yeah. Oh, and the turnpike cuts right through it.
Yeah, that was cool.
So as you're driving up there, you go under the turnpike, and when you come back, you come back under it. But you're just driving. You see these people cruising down the turnpike. You're like, you suckers! You're driving right past this really cool thing.
Have no idea. Like, they're just driving by.
There's a local motorcycle.
Yeah. You don't hear them a lot right now.
Yeah.
That wasn't the best. There's a kid up the street that's got, like, a Kawasaki or something.
Crotch rocket.
Yeah. And he makes way too much noise. He likes to let people know he's got it.
Yeah. Look at me.
Whatever.
I'm so cool. That was the one day he was making a lot of noise in his backyard. A lot of noise. And then all of a sudden... It stopped, and I was in my backyard, and then he drives by, and he's wearing nothing on his feet at all, no helmet, and he had, like, these shorts on and a t-shirt, and he's just driving by real slow. Like, you're making all that noise for about 15 or 20 minutes for no reason.
Yeah, to go slow.
To go real slow, and then I'm like, you're not even wearing shoes.
He thinks he's on the beach down in Florida.
Wow. Weird.
Seeing people ride those things on the beach. Just waiting to see him hit a soft spot.
Just that's the thing. Yeah. You got to be prepared. Something happens, you know?
Like a Boy Scout.
Even if the...
Yeah.
Even if it didn't...
Multi-tool with you all the time?
Yeah, if it didn't work, if it stopped working, the bike, he'd have to walk back and he's got no shoes on.
Got no shoes on. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Don't tackle kids problems like days. We do.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to go to the park yesterday. Stop over at Rocco's parents. Getting out of the car, Rocco's like, you got a flat tire.
It was getting more flat.
Got some air in it, got it back here.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's like, you're going to have to leave that overnight somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they were
like,
coming.
I'm not leaving this nowhere. I'll fix
your
that
dad right was probably all over that.
Oh, you know my parents. Well, if you go to this guy, and you could, he might be able to do it now, or you could drop it off at this place, and you're going to have to leave it overnight. And
I've got to get the other car. And
there's all kinds of plans being made.
Where's the AutoZone? I know exactly the tools I need. All that fixed in 5 minutes.
See, I've never patched the tire like that before. I've never plugged it.
Pretty easy, right?
Yeah, it is now. Now that I know how to do it.
You got to just make sure you got enough of that rubber cement on there
to lube it up.
Yeah, because that was really hard to get pushed. Of course.
You didn't take the tire
I should have taken the tire off to do it, but I'm like, we don't have time for that.
But we were...
So I just angled the hole so it was where I could get to it from laying underneath the car. And I'm laying on the road. I'm like, there we go.
Yeah. It worked. Worked well.
Fix the flat?
No, it was a plug. It was an actual... You get a tool to clean it out, and then you get another tool, put a little piece of... It looks like a Twizzler.
Yeah.
Piece of rubber in, and then you jam it in the hole, pull it out, and it seals it, and you clip it off. It's really easy.
Yeah, you put, like, rubber cement on there, so it seals it.
Mm.
And then it basically, as the tire heats up, that rubber Twizzler kind of melts, and it fills that hole.
The chemically bonds to the rest of the rubber around it.
Awesome.
So it was a very productive day yesterday.
Yeah. Isn't that something you want to do on the sidewall of a tire? That would be bad.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want
But right in the tread?
Yeah, that was like dead center.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bolt, it was a thick bolt.
It wasn't even a nail
or a
screw.
Yeah, and we thought it was a roofing nail.
That's what it looked like.
And because it was like a thin top, but it just got worn down and worn down and worn down to that point where it was thin, but it never started out that way.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning. That was the morning.
Had some good food afterwards.
Yeah,
great. Or the loading dock.
Oh,
and again, if you're in the Dunmore Scranton area, go to the loading dock.
I was mad at him. I was mad at Anthony.
Why?
Because I had a butter garlic chicken.
I told you that thing was good.
Hoagie. And it was so delicious, it made me mad at him. Because it was so good. That I can't make it. I could never make that.
Yeah.
And I could make food, but it was delicious.
No, that thing is amazing. And I'm not a big chicken eater. Like, chicken isn't a dish where I go, I'm going to the restaurant, I'm going to get this chicken.
Yeah.
But I saw that on the menu last time I was there, and I'm having a hard time seeing you as I'm talking.
No, that's okay. I could see you right.
I saw it on the menu, and it sounded good. And then I got it last time Rocco and I went.
Yeah.
And as soon as it showed up, just the smell of it.
The garlic is so strong, but it's delicious.
Yeah, and I almost ordered it a second time, and chicken's not usually a dish I'll do that with.
Wow.
Usually I'm like, chicken's chicken, but oh my God, is that good.
Yeah, he looked at me, he was handing me the plate. He goes, you've had this before, right? And I said, no, and he kind of almost took it back, and I was like leaning out for it. I'm like, give me.
It's mine.
Yeah, I made the mistake, though, because we had breakfast, but we didn't have lunch.
Yep.
And when we didn't bring water with us out there.
Well, we had water, but it was in the car.
It was in the car. We didn't expect to be out there that long.
Not for 2 hours, no.
So when I get back in the car, I probably drank about a liter of water.
A liter.
On the way back. It was one of those big guys.
Yeah.
And so then we get...
A liter of soda.
A liter. So then we get to the loading dock, and he's like, well, I'm going to have Italian wedding soup. And then I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, I haven't had the seafood bisque in a long time. So I got a bowl of the seafood bisque. And it was
being fantastic.
But it was a bowl.
Yeah.
So I could have eaten just that soup.
It was a meal in and of itself.
Yeah, and it would have been fine. Yeah.
It's so hearty. And
my Italian wedding soup, it had to have a pound and a half of meatballs.
It was all meatballs.
It was all meatballs.
It looked like the Boulder Fields.
It did. It really did.
Yeah.
It was so good, though.
What did your hoagie come with? Was it fries or
fries?
Side?
I probably could have got something else, but I got fries.
Yeah, he makes these, they're like seasoned fries.
know.
It could come with everything, but not just like a couple. It's like 8 pounds of potatoes right on the plate.
Oh, their portions are...
You get like five. Yeah. You get like beyond generous. At least 5 or 6 potatoes cut up right there.
It's like he puts down some french fries. He puts the hoagie down on it, and he covers it all with french fries.
It was fantastic.
So you have to find the hoagie.
I ate half of the hoagie, and then I almost didn't go back. It was so good. The chicken was so good, just the chicken itself, that I almost didn't go back, and then I was like, I got to at least finish the hoagie.
Yeah. You swear that there should be chickens running around. Like, they just grab one, fresh. Kill it, and put it on a bun.
Like, it should still be making noise.
Yeah.
And then we also had, he had sitting there, Founders Breakfast Stout. Oh, my
God, that was good. Never had Founders
before. It was an oatmeal stout, but
not just oatmeal.
It was coffee chocolate or chocolate coffee oatmeal stout.
Yeah.
So it was like an oatmeal stout,
but it had chocolate coffee oatmeal stout. Yeah.
But it didn't taste like you would think. It wasn't powerful. You'd take a drink and you would taste the chocolatey oatmeal, and then after you put the glass down, you'd get the scent of the coffee after hint or whatever. Yeah. But it was phenomenal. And then after that, I couldn't breathe. We had to sit in the backyard for about half an hour just until, my stomach could actually had some room where I could breathe, take full breath.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're just like,
I can breathe. It's like, oh, that's better now.
That was good. That was a good day yesterday.
It was a really good day. Very full and eventful.
Yeah. Almost got derailed. Didn't freak out. We just solved the problem and kept on going.
Yeah.
No, the day was beautiful. Weather.
Oh, yeah, weather was awesome. Too. And down there, I guess it's about the same weather-wise as it was up here. Maybe a little bit warmer.
Slightly.
Yeah. It's down by Jim Thorpe. But we would have got there earlier. We could have gone to Jim Thorpe and gone check out that that jail.
Oh.
Because it's only like 5 miles from Jim Thorpe. It's not far at all.
Yeah, the Molly Maguire jail.
Yeah. Which I've been to, but not in a long time.
I think we left here at about 10 to go with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have had more than enough time.
Yeah.
But then we had to deal with the tires. So by the time we got on the road, it was just after 12.
Yeah. And I was taking it easy on the way down there.
Yeah.
We stopped a couple times just to check and make sure that we weren't losing air.
Yeah.
It was a really quick trip, though. An hour?
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Yeah. I mean, you get on 380 and you head right down.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, that drive goes by fast.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, it's not like you're just sitting there staring out the window.
No.
Philosophizing.
Philosophize, of course, like we do.
Yeah.
And then time flies.
Yeah. Yeah. Making fun of people as they're driving by.
I wonder if this happened. Is there a sheriff raccoon?
Oh my God.
The sheriff raccoon.
That was hysterical. We should have been recording that.
We should
have. We were watching Paranormal Witness,
which is an interesting show.
Of those kinds of shows, it is the best one, I think. But the story that they were telling, it started out fishy.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it just turns into, this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
These people are hiding a murder.
They're hiding.
Oh, my God.
You could tell.
Yeah. Something bad happened, and they're trying to cover it up with a ghost story.
But through the whole thing, they're talking about this, great uncle someone.
Uncle Will.
Uncle Will.
Yeah.
And he's, he's haunting his land.
His old house and...
And then but what happened is as kids, they're like, we remembered when we were kids, we had to go down into the well, and we heard voices inside the well, but there was a dead raccoon. So then, of course, we started talking about how there's a raccoon, but he had the things on his cowboy boots to make the noise.
They kept on hearing spurs.
Oh.
But it's actually the raccoon, the dead raccoon.
Yeah, so we had this whole story where the raccoon is the sheriff of the town. He's got a badge.
Yeah. So he's just chasing them off because he's the sheriff. Yeah, but it was basically...
Because they were very... Derp, derp.
Yeah. By the end of the story, they're like, and I was sitting there, and somebody was... Some people were hovering over the baby's bed, and I screamed, and they took the baby and ran out into the forest.
Yeah.
So then they had to call the cops and everything to show up, and they're looking for this baby.
But they bring in this guy at the end. I mean, it's an hour-long show. It's now 50 minutes into the show.
Right.
And they bring in this guy, this relative that you have yet to see, and he's like, had this feeling that if I walked over here... And there was the baby.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know. Maybe you didn't put the baby there.
Found a crying baby in the woods. Laying on the ground.
God.
And they're like...
Of course, he didn't say it like that. He was like, All of a sudden, I'm standing there, and I reckon feeling. I was fixing to get a feeling that if it went over there.
I just had this idea.
And there it was. Plain as the nose on my face, there was a crying baby
right
with a raccoon standing right over it, flashing his badges.
It was going, right boy, there in the
you
snow.
You in the wrong neck of the woods now. Yeah, you better get this baby out my damn tree.
But the way it sounded, I'd go
a raccoon on your ass.
The way it sounded is that there was a kid in bed, and at least one or more people showed up,
like a satanic ritual.
Well, right, because the kid goes, and they only showed this Uncle Willie or whoever it was supposed to be. But then the kid goes, and they were there and took the baby.
Yeah,
so,
not he, they.
But the kid goes, I couldn't move. And I couldn't yell, and I was having trouble even thinking. So it sounded like the little kid, they drugged the little kid.
Yeah.
And then took the baby, and then they had to call the cops.
Yeah, because the
and then they just made this whole story
about Uncle Will. Yeah. About they were all caught.
Uncle Will, who was a ghost. And then afterwards, after this whole thing happened, Uncle Will, who died like 100 years ago, his old house happened to burn to the ground. Like, yeah, there wasn't evidence.
She got
in there.
The one girl got bit by a house. I mean, there was just some weird stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. She actually got bit by a house.
But,
what?
The one guy was afraid of a house.
Her ex-husband took her into the basement, apparently to torture her or something.
Yeah.
And there were like holes.
Initiation.
Right, there was holes. Yeah, that's what he called it, initiating into the family.
Yeah.
So he brought her into the basement
of
this abandoned house.
We're
going to
initiate her into the family. We're going to have her stick her arm in a hole.
And there was a stone, either it was a stone foundation or a brick foundation with holes missing. And he was making her put her hand as far back as she can.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Uncle Will's gonna grab
never.
You.
Never.
But here's the thing.
Never.
If you're looking at a foundation of a house, whether it's brick or stone, if there's a hole that goes back that far,
something's living in it.
Well, it's not supposed to be structurally. If there's not supposed to be a hole that fits in the wall that deep, and then she's like, something grabbed my arm.
No, she had bite marks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
Bunch of spiders.
No, it was the raccoon.
It was the
sheriff raccoon. He's like, get out of my jail.
Would you be putting your hand in there for? It's probably his bathroom.
Yeah.
He's like, what the?
There's something warm and squishy in there. Ow! He's got bit.
Oh my god.
But anyway, this is what you do on that show. You just sit there and make fun of it because it's hilarious.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes you get some stories and you're like, oh, this is interesting. And then sometimes you get.
Well, that
Uncle
was the,
Will
I think that
Sheriff
was the
Raccoon.
First time I've ever seen that one where you're like, this is just, they're covering something.
And then at the end, when they started talking about the baby, just because that was just out of left field. Like, nothing like that had happened. The whole story is, it was just like scary. Some guy was chasing us.
Right, you hear a creak on the floor.
You hear a voice. There's a door.
You hear,
all of a sudden, a baby's floating out the door.
So there's a baby floating out into the woods. That makes a lot
of
sense.
That's new.
Yeah.
Because apparently the
Uncle
ghost
Will
can,
has upped his game.
Yeah.
Is this the show that I've watched a few episodes and I liked it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have two. This is the first
one. Yeah, it's the first one I really got.
Odd one.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the same, I think it's the same people who do that school spirits or school.
One of those.
Yeah, it's the same concept where it's eyewitness testimony.
And
but that
half,
one is.
It's like half eyewitness and half.
And half dramatized.
Dramatization.
Dramatization and ice.
Pizzeria restaurant.
Yeah, the pizzeria restaurant.
No, but and we'll get back to that in a second. But I knew I was calling BS when these kids, their only source of water was a well in the basement.
Barn.
It was in the barn. It was in the barn. So it is a well in the barn, and the water was tainted. So the mother sent these three kids out.
They were like anywhere from like 9 to 12.
To fish out whatever was in the well.
Yeah.
And so,
they lowered him down with a rope.
Right, so there was this cover that was supposed to be on the well, and it was moved, and they don't know how it got moved.
Yeah, it got moved.
So they lower the kid into the well, and there's a dead raccoon in the well. But his dead uncle was in the bottom of the well whispering.
You're going to get it, boy.
Now,
if you're a ghost in your house, raccoon alone.
Why would you be in the bottom of a well?
Where else would you be? He's thirsty.
He's watching his.
I'm down here taking a ghost poop. I use that raccoon to wipe my ghost butt.
I was fixing.
I didn't take that baby. I just wanted the coverings.
That raccoon.
I ran out of TP.
The mask on that raccoon isn't his fur, boy.
You took it too far. Oh, man. Pooping on a raccoon's face.
I didn't say that. You just inferred.
Yeah, that just went from A to Z.
Yeah. Well, Uncle
Everything's covered now.
And everything they showed of Uncle Will, he was like this clean-shaven, bald guy. But when they showed his picture, he had like this killer beard.
Yeah.
He looked like Jay Leno.
That was just a bizarre one.
That would be his whole chin.
But it wasn't a chin, it was beard.
It was beard.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah, most of them are pretty good.
Usually, yeah.
It's a show worth watching.
You get to watch the actual people, and then they do
the reenactments.
Yeah, but
there was only the one girl who said that she couldn't move. She saw the people take the baby.
Her.
She was the only one who was believable. Everybody else looked like they were telling a story.
Yeah.
Everybody else was very like one guy's sitting up like, I was afraid of that house.
Yeah.
We had the same dream.
Oh my
God.
We dropped
up my mama, my dead mama, who we killed because we scared the crap out of her. So we could take her house.
Yeah, most of the people, though, that's the thing. They are believable. So you're like, you know what? This person's really scared. This actually
you could
really
tell.
Happened
yeah,
to
not
them.
These
yeah,
these people.
These guys, yeah, these were, you didn't get that vibe. Except for the kid who...
The missing baby.
Looked, yeah. No, the
little girl who was sleeping in the same room.
You got the definite impression that she was drugged.
Yep.
Like, someone drugged her because they thought she'd be passed out so they could come in and steal the baby.
Yeah.
And then everybody would wake up in the middle of the night. Or in the morning, and then there'd be no baby.
Baby'd be gone.
And then...
Just be raccoon prints.
And you know, boot prints.
Just a raccoon's right next badge. To
the, yeah. Yeah, he left his badge there as I quit. I'm taking your baby as payment.
Yeah. Back to the pizzeria restaurant.
Yes.
We've had a growing population of immigrants from Mexico.
Yes.
And there was the one... They had one authentic... restaurant at the one top of Pittston that
oh,
I wanted.
The,
to
go. Oh, yeah, that
it was Don
yeah.
Pancho. Or
yeah. Kristen's been there a few times.
Right. So
she loves Mexican. Yeah.
But
it's
favorite. That was like one of the first.
Yep.
Yeah.
But now there's about four or five more
right,
in the area. So we drove by it, and they changed what their
Don Pancho's to.
It is now the name of it is Pizzeria Restaurant.
Yes.
But they don't know that I'm assuming it's the same family.
I'm guessing.
But they don't understand that pizzeria
is basically
the same thing as restaurant.
Restaurant
so it's like,
that
it's
serves
like,
pizza.
But it's the pizzeria restaurant.
It's the pizzeria restaurant.
Yeah.
And then there's the Italian Mexican place down the street.
There's the Mexican place.
Mexican.
And the name is Italo's.
Yeah.
I saw that weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw it weeks ago, and I was sitting there. I had a trainee with me, and I'm sitting at the light, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, you notice something wrong with that? And he's like, what, the Mexican place? I'm like, no, look at the name. Italo's Mexican?
Well, the first time I saw that, I didn't catch the Mexican.
I saw
Italo.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, is someone, like, almost, you know, bastardizing it? Like,
Italy.
I was like, what is it? And then I saw Mexican. I'm like, okay, maybe the guy is half Italian, half Mexican.
Well, if it was Mexican-Italian eatery or something.
Right,
like
or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, then
he's like, Ferdinand Italo. The Mexican, yeah, but no.
Well, every place around here has some Italian dishes.
Yes.
It's a heavily Italian
right, yeah.
plate, you know. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. Pizza is extremely cheap to make,
yes.
and everybody eats
and
it.
Everybody mm-hmm. has it. There's the right. new one.
There's another one, two doors right down from the Grandy.
Yeah, right next to Grandy, there's a new one.
So two doors down from an excellent pizza place.
There's a pizza place.
There's a new pizza place. Mm-hmm.
And on
Wait,
the other side
the,
of that, yeah, right
the
up the street from the Pizza
was?
Hut.
Yeah, well, yeah, in the same building.
In the same building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just...
It'll never be Grandy.
No,
yeah.
there's...
Oh, and...
Right around here, there's like 18 pizza places.
And all different.
Yeah.
All, and here's the thing.
Within this four block radius.
If anybody's not here, from here,
yeah.
this region, pizza is not Domino's or Pizza Hut.
No. We have those.
We have those, but it's not real pizza. I mean, it's like fast
pizza
food
type
pizza.
Food.
That's like saying I want a burger, so I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the same
yeah.
level. But we can pick up the phone right now and call like eight different places that have eight different kinds
yep.
of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all good. So Old Forge, which is 10 minutes
pizza capital of the world,
probably more like 20 minutes away. They named themselves the pizza capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know my mom was from Old Forge, and I know people from Old Forge, nice town, nice
yeah.
people.
Oh, yeah,
nice
yeah.
town.
Right.
Yeah. Their pizza...
When you filter out right. the methods.
Their pizza consists of a crust that is already... It's a pre-made crust mm-hmm. that is not real pizza dough. It's more of a bread, crust.
Yeah.
And they use American cheese.
Yeah.
So when you eat their pizza...
You're
it sticks
cheese.
To your teeth.
Yeah, you're yeah. eating an open-faced cheese
mouth.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's a style, Old Forge style.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no there by no I don't even know where you would get kind of the balls to name yourself the pizza capital. Like honestly, we could walk if we made our rounds instead of a bar crawl, you could make a pizza crawl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they'd all be better
yeah.
than what's an Old Forge.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that is ballsy because I've been, you know, you go into New York City. If you've ever been
well,
to New
honestly,
York City, there is
yeah.
a pizza place. Every other door is
yeah.
a pizza place.
If any place that has Little Italy,
every corner
should probably be the pizza capital of the world. If
oh,
you, or
yeah.
the pizza capital of the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very ballsy. Yeah,
probably the town that invented pizza somewhere over in, you know, or the
well,
Piazza.
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 Yeah. That's how the real pronunciation. Piazza. Probably not, I'm doing it justice, but Piazza.
Piazza.
But it's not actually the pizza that we eat isn't really the real kind
right.
of
no.
pizza.
We have
way too much
pie.
Cheese on it.
We have a different
and the
kind
sauce
of pizza.
Isn't yeah. It's
well, yeah,
different.
Didn't originally have sauce. Just had tomatoes.
Yeah,
not sauce.
And now my father actually told me that back before pizza was pizza, like the miners used to. That was one thing that they could. Pre-make, and then they could bring it with them.
Yeah, I heard that.
And then they like if they had any machinery running, you could like throw it on the engine or whatever,
yep.
and actually have it kind of cook.
Yeah, didn't they call it like miner's pie or something?
It was something
wow.
like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you could just throw the ingredients are pretty stable. You don't have to worry about them going
mm-hmm.
bad that fast. So you could just put it all together and.
Well, not to mention that they used to make everything.
Yeah.
Back then, you didn't go to the grocery store and buy mozzarella cheese.
No,
someone down the road made it.
Was in their basement,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And you still see that around here quite often. People making stuff like that in their basements.
Oh yeah, my friend's father is closet full of super soft, hanging.
Closet full. This
yeah,
episode title is closet full
closet
of super soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, super soft is. I think it's the Italians like super soft. I don't even know. I'm too far removed. I'm third generation
yeah.
in. But
he
it's,
has like a room off of his patio
yeah.
where he like hangs these meats that he
yeah you get meats
makes and yeah and smokes
like
them
you cure your meat. you put your meat and it's like a sausage and then you hang
meat.
It in your basement and it's I think it's actually supposed to get a certain amount of mold on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's yeah
because
yeah.
they'll be hanging there forever
yeah.
and he'll say oh they're not ready yet.
No,
not ready.
Yeah. There's a German sausage like that too. My dad used to get. He used to go to this old German place down in.
Your dad used to go looking for German sausage. Ah, sorry, I couldn't let that go.
Well, you're
what
talking
you
about
five?
You're talking about Italian sausage in a closet. You really shouldn't be.
Yeah.
He may not want to throw too many stones in that one.
I think that
was
Stacy
yeah,
talking
I,
about
I
that.
I actually took one to the face the one time I was. I went in to get something, or her dad asked me to get something, and I took one in the face.
Yeah, her dad asked you to go in the closet, and you got a sausage in the yeah. face.
Lights were off?
No,
he just told
had,
you it was a superset?
He had something for the grill or whatever.
It smells moldy. It's not
yeah.
ready yet.
It's not ready yet.
It was a big closet. He had something
that
in there.
That wasn't mold that
and
you
I,
felt
and
on there.
And I took a superset to the face, I did.
Yeah. That wasn't mold you felt at the base of superset.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my stomach.
That was
your
belly?
Was that your stomach?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about super soft.
That wasn't your ass?
Pizza. No.
Really?
Yeah, that was a gas.
Sure that
sounded
was...
like your butt.
No.
Jeez.
Nope. That was a gas bubble.
Well, that
was from
a sausage
food.
To the face.
I think that's actually the food we ate today and it's fucking settling.
Oh, that could be. Which still wasn't bad, but...
No,
chain restaurant.
Wasn't super soft to the face.
No.
That was good. It was a steakhouse, Longhorns, good food, shaved prime rib hoagie,
yeah.
if you want to call it, or
yeah,
whatever,
it
sandwich.
Really, yeah, it was a long
it was okay.
sandwich.
Sounds good.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It was better than a Subway.
Oh, yeah, it was better than
getting
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The soup was excellent. It wasn't, the last time I got a prime rib sandwich like that, was at that place down in Florida. I was telling you about that Route 46.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like...
It was on Route 46.
It was on Route 46.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Restaurant called Route 46. But it was like 3 inches deep of prime. It was like $18 for the sandwich.
Wow.
But it was definitely worth it. And it came with like an au jus that you could dip in.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
No, it was excellent.
See, now, see? They got y'all talking about food.
Yeah. Well, that is one of our usual deviations. We usually start talking about food.
We're going to avoid the other one.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you don't know what that is, folks, good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to have to get something to eat later, too.
Yeah,
I actually didn't eat much today.
Well, yeah, see, Stacy went to a wedding with her friend.
Wedding.
Oh, she almost said that redneck.
That was.
I thought I was going redneck. Yeah.
No.
So she had to drive a couple of hours.
And I was a replacement.
And she was a plus one.
Yeah, it was a plus one.
And there was a hotel bar. But if I had to go two good hours times, away.
Nice fun. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
I'd
you
be
know
at
what?
The hotel bar.
After a certain point, I was like, I'm staying. I'm not driving back. Yeah.
I'm getting drunk.
If it was
yeah, a, exactly. If it was a, I made that call, and I was like, that's it. I'm staying.
I agree. If it was a small wedding, and it was over at 11, and everyone cleared out, and there was nothing to do, then you go home.
And it actually went till the reception didn't start till 7. So it actually went till midnight.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's actually not a bad idea.
Which is different. I've never been to a reception that started at 7. It's usually 5 or 6.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, was it a hotel along with the?
Yeah, like hotel convention center.
So that's what they actually did.
Type
everybody
of place.
Showed up.
Yeah.
And it was like they knew people were staying, so they put it there. That's not a bad idea.
They had rooms put aside and. There was these little cottages also that you can, you know, it was adorable little place.
So you had a late night and then you had a
that
drive
that wasn't
in.
My choice, yeah. And then I drove home and, yeah. So I just didn't eat much. I got something. We stopped at Dunkin' Donuts. I got a little breakfast sandwich.
Hmm.
That was it.
We'll have to get some.
Yeah, get some so I'll eat my, I'll probably eat a lot tonight.
I was telling Kurt that the only thing, we have a lot of food around this town and a lot of delivery. But you can't, like, call someone up and get, like, a chicken dinner with potatoes and stuffing. I think you'd make a fortune.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I'm not delivering to people.
No. You do like the other place does. Just people show up and go, hey, while you're on your way home, you want to take this over to the house?
That's happened to us.
Well, isn't that considered more homemade stuff? Like, if you're talking about a chicken dinner,
comfort
I mean...
food.
Yeah. That's more you're going to a restaurant to order that.
You find that down south. A lot of chicken.
Oh.
There's a place, it was called the Hampton Drive-In, right on Route 92 in DeLand, Florida.
It wasn't in Hampton?
No. Oh. That was the last name of the owner.
Oh.
But they had some excellent chicken. They had some really good food, but it was weird. Their slogan was, chicken, our specialty. But there's like no like
particular
comma
kind
or anything
reason
like
why.
It
just
said, chicken, our specialty?
Hampton's Drive-In, chicken, our specialty. Like, was the guy illiterate who wrote that, came up with that? Shouldn't there be an S or like an apostrophe? Chicken is our specialty?
Or check chicken, out our specialty?
Chickens? Comma, our specialty? Just chicken, our specialty.
Well, it is the South.
Yeah. It was like the, who was it with? Oh, no, this was with the, I was driving down the road the other day and there's a, right here where the highways all merge.
Yeah.
They had the blinking, flashing arrows.
Mm-hmm.
But one was going to the left and one was going to the right.
It didn't tell you.
They were right next to each other, like going
like
this way.
Scarecrow
like,
and Wizard of Oz.
Where do I go?
You better go somewhere.
This is where the highway
don't
is.
Don't go straight.
Pick a direction.
I was telling these guys today. I was listening. One of my new iPhone things is for me to just sit at work and look for different radio stations all over the world, or not the world, but the U.S. Just to find something new. And I've been listening to a couple from out in Seattle, which is. Actually kind of more of a soft rock.
It's not what you expect.
No, not you would, right. But then I was listening to it today while I was painting the kitchen, and they were talking about salmon. Now, I didn't pay attention because it's Seattle, so of course they're going to have, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But the part that I did catch on to is where they said, salmon, try getting some and mix it in with spaghetti. Your family will love it. And that just sounds so horribly disgusting.
That's not right.
Gross.
That's like fish tacos.
It just is weird. It's like fish spaghetti.
Yeah, you don't. You can't just throw things. No, it's yeah.
You can't just throw fish into. You
can't throw fish into nothing.
Yeah. Fish is like in and of itself.
But look, if you're making real spaghetti sauce, that stuff is simmering for like hours.
Yeah, it's got to get all kinds of funky. You know? I mean, I'm not a big fish eater, but I can't imagine that.
I just don't think it would be good at all.
Even remotely.
That's not
going
to keep as long as.
No.
It's just not.
Unless you're making the fish after the spaghetti's made in the sauce, and you're throwing it on top. Like, right when it's when you're serving
that
it?
That still seems
it's like,
weird.
Hey, try our poop steak. Yeah. It's good.
Oh, there goes.
The same one or different one?
No, that's the four-wheeler.
Oh, quads.
Yeah.
Oh.
There he goes. He's cool. He's got a quad. He doesn't want to drive.
You if you can't speak quad, what you just heard was, please pay attention to me.
Yeah.
That's
please look at me.
I'm cool. Please don't look at the size of my... Dick.
Yeah, because it's pretty small.
A lot of people around here have quads. It's illegal to drive quads in the road.
You wouldn't know that just look out on the street.
No, around here.
There are quads everywhere.
Oh, those kids yesterday were trying to... I'm nursing a tire that's losing air.
Same neighborhood.
Driving down the street, and they're pulling U-turns in the middle. They're just like, drive up, and I'm just like, beep, beep, like, get out of the road.
They must have gotten turned around, because they... There's no way... I mean, there. You could get on the mountain that way, but... Kids, but you really shouldn't be. There's different way to get to where they wanted to go, and they must have got turned around up there. And they were just they were just trying to do U-turns, but it was almost like they never drove a quad before.
That's what it's.
And they were
like.
Kids.
Yeah, they were young.
They weren't. You know, you're not talking about someone who was like 16, 17. These were like 12, 13.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they were young.
But you'll
that's
have that.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Well, that's what that happened to me over in Elephant when I lived over there. I had a car totaled because I was pulling out of my parking spot, and two kids on a quad came flying up the road. And at the end of that street there, it was one way going out. They had come up that. They had blown past a bunch of people coming out of church. So they were going the wrong way down a one-way street.
Oh, my God.
They were speeding on a quad, two kids on a single-person quad. They were both under 16.
On the wrong side of the road.
On the wrong side of the road and hit me head-on. And I was pulling out, and all of a sudden all I heard was boom. I look in the rearview mirror, I see a quad and two kids come falling out of the sky. And I had a convertible, so they could very easily come right up into the car.
Holy
killed you.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that's what kind of goes on around here. And I don't have a problem with quads. I just think that if you have a quad, you should drive. If you're too young to drive your car or your truck pulling your quad, you shouldn't be driving on the roads.
Yeah.
If you're too young to have a license, you shouldn't be on the roads on a vehicle.
Why is it we always get into this mode of like driver safety?
Yeah,
we always do this. We always get into a thing. It's like
a fallback.
You know, we got to get like some kind of lead into that. This week, Primitive Intelligence driver safety program: quads on the street and why you shouldn't do it.
What pisses us off driving this week?
Yeah,
and for God's sake, don't text and drive a quad on the street
or talk
because you
the
know
phone.
What's happening on a quad.
Yeah, or just don't talk on the phone in your car.
It's happening right now, probably.
Yeah. Right now, somebody just died in an accident because they were texting.
Not a quad.
Could possibly be. Or a horse.
Whores?
Well, there's the horse show down at the state park.
We drove by this sign that said the horse show. We also drove by that billboard that said Mifflin?
Milford something.
Milford something.
It's right down here. It's on the highway. And we were coming down over that little bridge there, right down the end of the street here. And I looked up, and it's just like this lady like all lounged out. And whatever the address is, the web address over, all that really stands out is MILF.
And I'm like an advertisement
what?
For MILFs.
Yeah. Well, that's new.
That's hilarious.
They're
advertising it.
They got a little slack in their
publications. Publicity.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. Come to my mom's house.
Yeah. A little double entendre. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
I say shit, and I don't even know what it means.
It could be. That sounds right. We'll go with it.
Yeah.
If that's not what it means, it is now.
The older you get, the more you just don't care. You're just like, oh, it sounds good.
I remember old people in my neighborhood. I delivered papers when I was young. So I remember there were old people that would just be walking around kind of talking to themselves. And someone would say something. They'd be like, ah, fuck you.
And now you're that guy.
And now, you know, I understand.
Yeah,
you get to a certain age where you're like, I don't really care what you think anymore. I don't care. I don't want your opinion.
Yeah.
I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah, like people suck. Everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand.
They do. People do suck.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Well, I should say I'm getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I just don't care anymore.
Well, what age are you going to start to get crotchety?
I'm starting to break that in.
I'm going to say that it was probably at about 27.
Yeah, hang on. Crotchy or crotchety? Yeah,
crotchety.
Oh.
Crotchety.
Isn't that what the hell they describe an old ornery person?
Well,
crotchety.
Crotchety old man.
Yeah.
The old curmudgeon.
The one thing, before I owned a house, I always kind of laughed about, you know, the person yelling at the kids in their yard.
Yeah.
And then I moved in here, and you both were like, oh, you're always yelling at the people. And then, you know what, today? I'm talking to Kurt, and he's looking out the window. I'm like, what are you looking at? He's like, that guy. This person parked over here, and that guy's in the intersection. He's going to eat breakfast. And he's like all pissed off.
Well, no, because these people keep on parking. See? They keep on crotchety. Blocking. They're blocking driveways. The guy in the work truck is blocking the thing. There's no... Come on. This is a residential area. If you're going somewhere over there...
And that's where crotchety
park
comes
over
from.
There.
I agree. Or find somewhere...
It's not crotchety. It's
tired of
she didn't
injustice.
Just park...
I know.
She blocked like three parking spots, and that guy was in front of a stop sign and a
fire hydrant.
Yeah, I know. On a bad intersection, you can't even make turns around here.
It's a 45-degree intersection.
Yeah.
So when you're coming down, if you're making a right, you have to be a half a car length almost into the intersection to see
what's coming
the other direction.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's a bad intersection. Yeah.
And you're walking in the middle of the street.
Oh yeah. What are you doing there?
Excuse me.
What we need is a raccoon sheriff.
We do need a raccoon sheriff.
If we had a raccoon sheriff, this shit wouldn't go on at all.
You know, you parked the car wrong, all of a sudden you're ching, 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 he comes out.
Those are some tiny cowboy boots.
He's got like a Cramble. Piece of wheat in his mouth. Yeah.
Down on a Crambo.
I don't think you want to be, I don't think you ought to be parking there. You might want to move that vehicle.
Is that a talking raccoon?
Pay no attention to that, I'm the sheriff. In my town.
Let's get an hour in and then turn the air back on.
Yeah, because I'm roasting over.
Yeah, look at me. I mean, I got... This is throwing off heat like an oven.
Well,
is it?
It's like... I'm like... It saved me a lot.
Well, yeah, I'm probably getting some from that, but I'm using this new... I'm doing a test for the new studio, and I'm using a... what are they calling this? A reflector or...
The reflection filter.
Reflection filter. So it's basically a baffle.
Yeah.
And it goes around the microphone. It's acoustic foam, but it's actually reflecting my heat back on it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, you know what I think would be cool?
That's why I keep, every once in a while, I'm like a race car. I'm like ducking out like,
oh, I need
cool
some
air.
You know what I think would be cool, though, is if you didn't touch up anything so we can see the different sound coming from like my mic and your mic.
Yeah, well, I usually don't do any touching.
Oh, you don't touch it? Oh, all right. Never mind then. We'll just know.
The only thing I do is I bring the levels closer.
It'll just be interesting to see what a different sound comes from.
I can hear a little bit of a difference just sitting here.
Yeah.
And that's the next thing. I want to get some pop filters.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't sit right on the microphones anyway. And
pop goes a weasel because the weasel goes pop.
But technically we should. We should be sitting like this and talking like the Smooth Jazz station.
Next on Smooth Jazz.
Sade. Smooth Operator.
I always thought that was Sade.
Coming up next on the 6 o'clock news.
Quads and why you shouldn't ride them in the street.
How to get down and why to be funky with it.
And please join us on the PBS channel tonight where we have slow jazz.
And later on, our interview with Raccoon Sheriff. Yeah.
He doesn't speak English, but we'll have an interpreter.
There the fact that he's a talking raccoon is secondary.
There is an app for that. Get out your Google Translate. We will be speaking with a raccoon sheriff shortly.
And if you
he'll be taking your calls.
If you look in the sky and see a bandit mask, he's on his job.
Yeah, this is the bat signal.
The raccoon signal.
You know what I caught yesterday as I was getting ready? The old Tom and Jerry was on. And it's funny
Crambo.
How... No, not the Crambo. Oh, I wish.
Love Crambo.
I wish. I'd still be on the ground laughing. No, but sometimes Tom and Jerry can talk, and other times they can't talk.
Yeah.
The newer ones, I mean, they're all old, but
well,
the newer
these
ones.
These are from the old ones, but
right,
they
could
do
talk,
that. On occasion, they would have a cartoon
then,
where they were talking.
They might
then,
say like a word or two in the really old ones, and then they start giving them like lines.
Well,
and
I saw the one where he was like wearing he made a zoot suit.
Oh,
out
that's
of the
a
hammock.
Classic zoot suit.
And he's playing the piano
Will
for this
you
chick.
Be,
she's like, oh,
are
you
are,
me.
Or aren't you?
Is you is,
yeah.
Is you ain't my baby.
Yeah, like he falls, He falls through a hanger, and then the curtains get tied around him, and then like a hammock, and then it turns into a suit.
Yeah.
It's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he comes to the door at first as himself, and she's like, man, are you corny? Like the girl. Oh, God. It was so funny.
Gotta see if that's on YouTube. You know that's on YouTube.
So funny.
Yeah, this is old. They had some of the old Looney Tunes on before, and then there's the new Looney Tunes show.
It's all crap.
But it's crap. It's crap. It's drawn way too computer animated. The voices are not even close.
No.
Now, there could be some legal reason why they're not as close, but if you're allowed to use the names and the likenesses, why not get somebody who can... I'm telling you, there's somebody who can do Bugs Bunny better than that.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
Now he talks like this.
It's just, I don't know.
Bugs Bunny. No, you're not.
But they're all, it's not even, except for the similarity in the name and the drawing.
There's like storylines. No. It's not just like.
You know what the storyline used to be? Someone's trying to kill me, so I'm going to put a carrot in his gun and he's going to blow up.
He's going to blow up.
That's the whole storyline.
Yeah.
You know, that was it.
Yeah. Now there's like, just that little bit that was on before, there's like all kinds of drama.
It was so
Looney Tunes. There shouldn't be drama in Looney Tunes.
The way that they used to, they actually used to be like a watercolor painting.
Yeah,
it was all the same. It was the same cell.
It'd just always go by. Tom and Jerry would run by the same chair and lamp a thousand times down one hallway.
But it was always drawn so well and so realistically. Yeah. And
you always knew where to look because what was going to move was always a little bit darker.
It was great. Like Kill the Wabbit.
Kill the web.
Remember they did the opera?
Yeah. I always like the judge. It was like down south, and he's like, they're trying to get him to like that hair must die, and he pops out a hat. He's like, hair die? Get it? I'm too fast for you. And he kisses him, and he disappears.
And then there was Yosemite Sam.
Oh, yeah.
He used to lift off the ground because he was shooting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
His little cowboy
rootness, boots. Tootness.
Or lunits, whatever he used to say.
His little spurs.
Yeah. Wow, the rootness, tootness.
Hilarious. Just,
oh, my God.
Mustache be going. Yeah.
They were just...
It was great.
So funny, those cartoons. They're so funny.
It was just... It was all kinds of... It wasn't just them, though. Because I remember there was a Looney Tunes that was on the farm, and it was about, like, chickens and birds or something, but they were all the old crooners. So there was like Sinatra one.
Yeah.
There was a Mel Torme one.
Yep.
And they were trying
Spoon and all the ladies
because they were trying to get the chickens to lay eggs.
Yeah,
yeah
that
yeah, yeah.
was the basis of the cartoon.
And he was like,
the chickens have to lay more eggs.
Yeah,
baby.
And she's like,
they're like fainting. Yeah.
And then what was...
She's wearing, like, little bobby socks.
Be like, bing! And then there'd be, like, a pyramid of eggs coming up from under her.
Oh, my God,
Because he turned on the chicken so much that she had a mountain of eggs.
There was no...
Remember he had the pipe?
I'm bing.
But, oh, my God, that Zoot Suit one? Oh, it was hysterical. And he's like...
I love those little cartoons. Somewhere I have... an ex-girlfriend bought me a DVD set of old cartoons. Maybe we should go get them.
Oh, you should find them.
I mean, we'll watch those tonight.
Look,
I know we've got to finish Cloud Atlas, but I just don't know if my brain can handle that right now.
I don't have the mental capability tonight.
I love complicated movies.
Overcomplicated them.
We
don't have to watch that tonight. I mean, we don't have to watch it at all.
I mean, I'm kind of on the last day of my vacation. I don't want to have to work to understand the movie right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we started that last weekend, and we got an hour and a half in.
And I realized we were still an hour and a half.
And we still had an hour and a half to go.
And it felt like we watched it for 5 hours.
Oh, my God. It was,
the boulders in that field easier than figuring out that movie.
Well, I love complicated movies. I thought we were at least 2.5 hours in.
I thought it was almost done. I thought we were about ready to get to the plot line, because people start dying. I'm like, all right, we're getting
People are dying.
Wait, what?
Things are going to become
clear now.
They're
bringing in two more storylines?
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, who's who? Because it was almost like the souls were the same. The characters were different, but the person in the character was supposed to be the same. But I couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, well, who's that guy?
Was he supposed to be her in this life?
But Halle Berry's this one, but she's there in this one.
But then the same guy kind of follows in a couple of the lifetimes where he's younger here and older, but it's like, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I watched during the week? Cat's Eye, if you remember Cat's Eye.
Stephen King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The dude who was the star in Airplane, whatever that guy's name is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy with the brown hair? Who's the pilot?
The pilot.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot this. I was flipping around, and it's a story arc where he's the tennis coach to the wife or girlfriend of a mob boss or something. And the guy finds out and threatens him and says, make you a deal. If you can walk around this building, you can have...
That. Cat's Eye is a couple of different
stories. Right, yeah. So yeah. I caught it as soon as he comes off of this high rise, and there's like 3-4 inch ledge around the whole building. I watched that whole story where he's walking along, and it's the old bad... This is before there was no CGI. And everything underneath him was done in models.
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason it fascinated me, because there's like, you know, roads with little cars driving by, and it was all models.
Yeah, it's clearly not a real
clearly
car.
Right.
You can see Matchbox or anything.
And I watched that whole thing, and I went, that was thoroughly entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't make movies like that anymore.
No. Stephen King?
Yeah.
Oh, Cat's Eye, yes.
Yeah, Cat's Eye.
So anyway, yes, you should see if you have those old cars.
I know I have them out there.
But I do have Three Stooges in DVD. And I also have Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein.
Hmm.
And that has Frankenstein, werewolf, and Dracula. I don't believe the mummies in that one. But that's always entertaining.
The guy that plays the classic...
Oh, werewolf. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God, I love him. I can't think of his name. Blanking. The actor
I can't remember
always
right
played
now.
The werewolf,
it's not
right?
Boris Where's Karloff.
No.
That's Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm a sucker for that old shit.
Me too.
I always had a liking to it. And then I came across, it was a Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis podcast.
Hmm. Well, obviously not them doing the podcast.
No, it was, I want to say the guy's name's Brian Noe.
See, they were really ahead of their time.
But it's an excellent podcast. The guy went out and found, it's all public domain, I'm guessing. But he has all these, a lot of the old, where they broadcast them on the radio. So all these old skits.
Yeah.
And I'd be at work, and instead of listening to all the women sit and gossip about everybody else, I'm like, that'll make my ears bleed. I need something to listen to. And I fell deep into it. It was just very entertaining.
Nice.
It's really funny. The way they used to do things, because they, back then, they actually did them for a staged audience. So the laughter they get isn't forced.
Yeah, it's actual.
It's actual laughter. So everything they do, they know they're going to get a laugh. It's not going to be a laugh track. It's not thrown in there. It's not a writer who thinks they know what they're doing or, you know.
And that fuels what comes after it.
Yes.
Because they know what they're doing is working, instead of just doing something that probably isn't doing anything for anybody and enters that and laughs afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the way they do things now. No, you're funny. Don't worry about it.
Everything.
Don't worry. That avocado commercial is hysterical. Just do it.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff today just does not make any sense.
It's not funny.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, like, the original Old Spice commercials. That guy was a genius.
Well, that guy, but the actor is the one who
came
up
with
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a genius. Okay, now they're trying to continue
replicate
that. They've got that one where it's like he's in a shower and he's got a basketball and it's a fruit. And that one's almost funny.
But it's not.
But it's not. It's
more
nowhere.
Than it's funny.
Yeah. It's nowhere near the same caliber as.
And anybody out there, I had his name a minute ago. Because I actually read up on that because I heard it. And he was going in for that. It was just an Old Spice commercial. And he used to do this character to his friends. And I think one of his friends or someone said, hey, you should do that character. And then the guy was hesitant. He's like, well, this is Old Spice. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because I'll blow it. And they convinced him to do it. And then Old Spice fired him.
Yeah. The dumbest thing they could have done.
Yeah.
Well, because they thought, oh, well, we're going to pay him so much. We can just take that idea
because it's now ours.
Yeah,
and run with it.
And we'll have someone who's not anywhere near as funny do it.
So I'm glad.
Because that guy understood the whole, he probably had a whole psyche behind that character. And
he's doing it for probably decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on these commercials? Or who this guy is?
They're a couple of years old now. It's like, he's like, I'm on a beach, and here's some diamonds.
Yeah.
It was out of the blue.
Is it the one, too, where he was like, I'm on a horse?
Yeah, I'm on a horse. Yeah.
And I am a horse.
And I
am,
Oh, okay.
And he did that voice. He's like, no, I'm there. I don't know what. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was just
He deserves mm-hmm. a lot of credit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's brilliance like that that actually they're funny in real life and they're smart in real life. And it just happened where you get to see it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just happen.
Something... It doesn't happen often, no.
No. Yeah, that was great. But we are, I guess we're going to wrap it up now.
Yeah, it's about 85 or 90 in here.
Yeah, I'm dying. I am absolutely dying over here.
So, bye. So, podcast@primitiveintelligence.com.
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 Yeah.
And join us tomorrow for Smooth Jazz at WMNKY. Monkey.
Yes, I got right. that. Yeah, yes, but as usual, don't text and drive. Don't do stupid stuff. Go outside. This probably won't make it on the web before the supermoon. But
did you guys see that supermoon?
Yeah, did you see that supermoon?
I'm going to talk like I'm from the West Coast.
Yeah.
Did you see the supermoon?
Did you see that?
Did you see it?
It came up and it was so big.
Yeah, it was great.
It was like the moon.
I ask a question.
But it was bigger.
It's a question.
Oh,
it's
a question.
Are those headphones?
But you hear it all the time on the West Coast. But they probably, you know. I'll end up on this.
Yeah.
When my sister was in college, she had a professor who could immediately tell her where she was from. Because up here, we tend to end sentences the opposite way. Mm. Our sentences tend to trail off. Like the last word, unless it's a question, then it comes up. But it's apparently very rare in the country. So
where we just kind of ramble.
It may just be us.
I do that a lot. Sounds.
But no, like when you're talking.
Like, the question?
Everything. Like a normal sentence will wind down at the end of the sentence. Actually, we slow the speech pattern down a little bit. The volume goes down a little bit.
Because we're ending.
Yeah.
But that's rare. In most parts of the country, people actually,
I think that the reason we do that is because we're used to actually having conversations with people.
Yeah, but this was years ago. This isn't something new.
Well, no, but like if I'm listening to you, I have something to say, so I need to know when you're going to end your sentence.
Right.
If you're ending with an inflection, I'm going to be confused.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, do you want me?
Was that a question?
Yeah. Are you asking me a question? Is your sentence over? What are you like?
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying? What are you talking about? Like, what? Explain yourself.
Yeah. Rocco, go do this.
Like what?
Go wait. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yes. Anyway. I like that. That's very good.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good ending.
Yeah. Dialects. Next time on Primitive Intelligence.
Not Darlings. Primitive Intelligence.
Yes. So, that's it. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right.
Have a good night. Be safe.
Bye.